Jimmy Veelkind says he and colleague Jim Odato set out to simply review whatever records existed that were created by Andrew Cuomo when he was the state attorney general. Those records, by law, go to the state archives. The two Albany Times Union reporters wanted to take a look at the contents in 30 boxes of files stored at the archives, which is a branch of the state education department, to get a broader picture of Cuomo's time as AG. They filed legal requests under the Freedom of Information Law. Veelkind had gotten some information from the archives, but when he went back to check it, it had disappeared. He concluded from his experience that members of the governor's staff may go over material before reporters arrive at the archives, review it after they leave, and then remove what they don't think should be seen.
We were surprised to find out that the archives had one of Cuomo's top aides do the actual review under the Freedom of Information Law. Now, the law prescribes that documents can be held back from the public for a number of reasons. Personal privacy, they don't want to release documents that could compromise an ongoing investigation, and documents that represent attorneys' work product are also privileged under FOIL. But exactly who characterizes this was something that is important, because these exemptions are open to interpretation, and we and the former state archivist were surprised to find out that the person who did interpret these exemptions was someone who continues to be a close aide to the governor.
Veelkind believes that Governor Cuomo is carefully managing his image, and that management is now apparently extending to the state archives. He notes that good government advocates have called for tougher laws on the books when it comes to archiving public records.
There has been a bill that has passed both houses of the state legislature and has been vetoed by governors, including Governor David Patterson, that would have mandated governors send their papers to the archives. So good government advocates have pushed for enactment of laws like this, and I think we might see more of a renewed push in light of our story.
One Cuomo official reportedly questioned the Times Union's fixation on the governor's records management. Veelkind believes what he and Odato encountered should serve as a lesson for all.
This is how the governor and his aides have acted. I think that it's telling about their approach to government, and it's telling about how, again, meticulously they manage the governor's image, and how tight they try to control the flow of information about the governor and about state government. I think that's important for the general public to realize here.
The Times Union also discovered Cuomo's schedule records as AG couldn't be foiled because they'd been tossed out. Governor Cuomo's office did not return calls asking for comment on transparency and on the newspaper articles. Robert Freeman, executive director of the New York State Committee on Open Government, says the Cuomo administration's approach was permissible under New York laws.
The governor was not attorney general a terribly long time ago. He was attorney general within the past couple of years. And certainly there are cases, there are issues that were alive when he was attorney general, which may be alive today. Certainly there are names that appear in the records which could justifiably be withheld, witnesses, informants. There are any number of possibilities. Now, and this is something that comes up frequently. When a request is made to a government agency, it goes to the so-called records access officer. That is the person who has the duty of coordinating the agency's response to requests for records. Well, what if the access officer really doesn't know a heck of a lot about the records? What if the access officer is not really familiar with the impact of disclosure? What does that person do? That person gets in touch with somebody who is familiar with the content and the effect of disclosure. And I think that that's what the archives did.
Freeman appeared Tuesday on WAMC's Vox Pop. The New York Times points out that the so-called editing of the archived material comes at a time when the governor is being much discussed as a 2016 presidential candidate. The Cuomo administration's position is that the Times Union was working on a manufactured story, and was trying to create controversy. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.